What an awesome day to be in the land of the living. I am excited and just glad to just be in front of you today once again. And may heaven smile upon you. Listen, listen, listen. If you are in Metro Atlanta, I don't care where you are. I don't care who you are. I've got hundreds of turkeys to give away this coming Saturday. The information is right there on my Facebook page. These turkeys are free. I don't want any turkeys left over after Saturday. So please take a look at that flyer. Call my office, 770-807-HOPE, and get someone registered. Help me, help us, help somebody else. Listen, I need you to do that today. You know, we're giving hundreds of turkeys away, and I need you to register. We're also having, they're going to be right there at the property on Saturday. You need to get the information off of my flyer right there on my page so you can help somebody. You may need a turkey. Come on out and get some. We've got canned foods as well. It's going to be fantastic. I want people to be blessed over Thanksgiving, and we're going to do it. So give me some help. Let's get the word out. Center of Hope, let's get these canned foods up to the place. We need to make sure that our families are blessed, and we know and they know that we love them. So let's do that today. Flyer is right there on my page. It's on my Instagram page. Let's make sure we get this word out. I want to see at least 50 people register today to get this free turkey from Center of Hope. Why? Because we love you and because we want to be a part of your life. So let's start this day as we always do, by giving God the best praise we can. Come on, let's bless him. Father, you are awesome and you are mighty, and we thank you for this season where the world should come together just to be thankful. So, God, I'm thankful today for life, for health and strength. I'm thankful for this, my morning vitamin family. God, I'm thankful for the energy that they give me. I know that they're praying for me, God, and today I pray for them. So, God, I pray miracles upon their life. God, if there's anyone sick, I pray for healing. Those who are uncomfortable, I pray that you give them peace. God, those who are bereaving, God, I pray that you let them know that you've been God for a long time and you've never made a mistake. So, God, I pray you wrap your loving arms around us, God, and show us your glory on today. And for this, I will bless you, and for this, I will give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. So, let's get into the word of the Lord on this morning. Go back with me to Mark chapter 10, dealing with my buddy Bartimaeus. Let's see how far we can get today. Verse 46, and they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho, Jesus here with the disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. We talked about Bartimaeus. We talked about how interesting it is that people did not know his name, but they knew his situation. They did not know who he was, but they knew his condition, because they could see what he was going through. Sometimes you will get renamed by what you're going through instead of who you really are. In verse 47, and when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was coming, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Mercy simply means, God, would you do for me what I really don't deserve? I love that, because sometimes, I don't know if you're like me, sometimes we try to justify God why he should bless us and why he should work miracles in our life. I'm at a point in my life, God, just because you're merciful. I've made too many mistakes for me to try to lift myself up. So today we ask for your mercy. Watch this next part, verse 48, where we're going to talk about today. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried a great more, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. This is what we're going to talk about this morning. Isn't it amazing here that Bartimaeus is now at the point where Jesus is close by and he's crying out to get God's attention, and people are telling him, you need to be quiet. Don't make that much noise. Why don't you be quiet? Jesus has got better things to do than to deal with a blind beggar. You know, sometimes your environment is not naturally set up for your healing or your deliverance. You've got to force your way. You've got to put the pressure on your surroundings for your breakthrough. It's not going to happen by itself. Here, Bartimaeus had to put the pressure on the surrounding because people wanted him to be quiet. Feel me, family. Some people are more comfortable in your calamity and can't deal with you when you're healed and delivered. Shame on them. Some people just rather see you where you are because you make them look good. Child, had you seen what's going on with Dallas? Oh, man, he's going through. Yes, I'm going through, but here's the thing. I'm not going to go through silent. I'm not going to sit here and lick my wounds and act like this is okay and this is the best I can do. As long as I've got breath in my body and as long as God sits on the throne, we've got to learn how to cry out to God and ask for mercy. So here Bartimaeus cries out, mercy, have mercy on me. And people told him to be quiet. Some are comfortable where you are, and they're surprised that you want better. Family, say this in the atmosphere with me. I want better for myself. I want better for my family. I want better for my finances. I want better for my future. I will not sit here and act like everything is okay. I know that God has got greater for me, and I'm not going to play up to the crowd. I'm going to speak it into the atmosphere. Why? Because he's too close now for me to miss my miracle. That's what I needed to give you today. You are too close to your breakthrough to sit there and act like things are not going wrong in your life. You're too close now. Open your mouth and let God know, I need your help. Mercy, mercy. The biggest obstacle can be those who are closest to you. And it's amazing. They love you, but they just be quiet. I know what you're going through, but I will not be quiet. Why? You're not there at night when I'm wrestling with what I'm going through. So don't stop me in the morning from pushing to get to my breakthrough. Your healing, your deliverance is in your mouth. Open your mouth and declare, today is the day of my breakthrough. Instead of letting others make you uncomfortable, make them uncomfortable with your declaration that this is my day. How do I know? He's too close now for me not to get in touch with him. And Bartimaeus cried out, have mercy on me. Make others uncomfortable with your persistence. Make others uncomfortable with the promise that you've made unto God. I will be delivered. Make others uncomfortable by shouting about your breakthrough and watch God do the incredible in your life. Open your mouth. Bartimaeus says, I will not be quiet. The text says that the more they told him to be quiet, the more he shouted. So here's what we're going to close with, family. The worse it gets, the more you open your mouth. The painful it gets, the more you give God praise. The less you have, the more you say, Lord, I thank you. Why? Because you're getting God's attention to your needs. Nothing attracts God more than the sound of your voice. Open your mouth today. Cry out like Bartimaeus. Why? God's too close for you to miss this moment. He's right here. He's too close. Miracles are all around you. It's too close now for you to miss your moment. Cry out. Don't worry about who's around you. Be more concerned about who's in front of you. The power of God is right here for you. Open your mouth. Healing, deliverance, breakthrough, it's in your mouth. Let's pray. Father, I thank you today because someone that I'm speaking to via live stream or repost is closer to their breakthrough than ever before. God, they're so close that all they have to do is just open their mouth and declare that this is the day. Let's do what Bartimaeus did and say, God, have mercy upon me. I don't deserve it, but God, you're too merciful to pass me by. So God, today we reach out to you and we declare, and we won't do it silently. We won't play to the crowd around us. We're going to cry out and force the atmosphere, God, for our healing, because we know you're addicted to our voice. So God, we lift you up today, Father, and in the midst of the pain, we still praise you and tell you just how good you are. For you are awesome and mighty. So, God, I thank you today because I feel it happening all over the world through this call. People are no longer going to be satisfied with staying where they are because you're too close for us to be here. So, God, we move today believing you for breakthroughs, and we count it done right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Family, I'm so excited at what God is doing for you. I'm so excited that you're catching on in faith and you're believing the word of God, that if Bartimaeus can do it, so can I. It doesn't matter how low you think you are, how much pain you're in, or what you don't have. Open your mouth. Why? Because your miracle is closer than it's ever been before. I'm believing God for you, and guess what? I'm on the same team. I'm shouting where I am unto God for my breakthrough as well, and it's going to happen. We got to go, family. I love you so much. I'm so grateful that we are connected. Don't forget that Thanksgiving turkey drive for those of you here in Metro Atlanta, and I want you all to pray for me today. Lift me up. Don't call Pastor Wilson. I want you to speak my name out to God. God, I need you to bless Dallas. That's my God-given name. Speak that into the atmosphere and watch God do some incredible things. Family, I love you much. Repost this video. Repost this video so the world can know of what God is doing on the Morning Vitamin. We got to get out of here, y'all. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shall glory. And amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.